And we're live?
Yay! Hello, my friends. It's WAN Show time again. That is to say, it was WAN Show time 22 minutes ago. But in fairness to us, this is actually the closest we've been to on time in about a month.
Nice. Yeah. I love how the time was 4:30, so we always went live at 5.
Yeah.
Now the time's still technically 4:30, but we kept on hitting 5, so then we just started acting like it was 5.
Well, Colton went rogue. That's what actually happened.
Yeah.
Do you know this part of the story?
He changed the thumbnail right?
He changed it, and he changed the description so that he basically unilaterally, without any prior authorization from management, changed the WAN show to a 5 o'clock start.
Which means...
Then he made a mistake. He told me.
Yeah.
He told me it started at 5 now. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm going to head down there at 5. And then so today I had a new laptop so that I won't accidentally leak any information on the show anymore. So I had a new laptop to set up. And then I had to do the thumbnail. And then this computer got signed out of a bunch of stuff. And then here we are 22 minutes later. And it's time for us to be honest with you guys. Because we've actually gotten a lot of really negative and or angry feedback over the last few weeks about the state of our titles and thumbnails for the WAN show. You know, people have said, hey, you guys put this topic in the title and you barely talked about it. Now, in fairness to us, that used to happen a lot. Even back when we did talk about tech news on the show.
There was times where we literally would not talk
about it. Or we would completely forget about it. But people are particularly upset because over the last month or two, WAN Show has gotten to the point where we talk very little about any tech news, regardless of whether it's in the title of the video or not. So today, we're leveling with you guys. The show is just going to be an hour of us BSing with each other. And we might talk about some tech news. We do have some topics for you guys. The NYPD is apparently mad at Google. There's been a crackdown on facial recognition in Australian schools. The FBI conducted a sting operation on Huawei at CES. This is hilarious, and I'd actually really like to talk about that one. There's a rumor of an upcoming GTX 1660 Ti, whatever the crap that would be. Okay, so that you can overclock your Switch, apparently.
Hooray.
That's the thing, if you're into that sort of thing.
That seems like a good idea.
So that was a list of topics that we may or may not talk about. And intermixed with all that might be discussion of Luke's beard, which really hasn't improved since last week. And
I gotta deal with it.
You what, sorry?
I gotta deal with it.
Yeah, you do. Okay, yeah. You know what, let's roll the intro. Let's roll the intro. Because we forgot to roll the intro at one point, and people were mad about that too.
Why?
What now too says Luke's beard, oh no, Cammy Ibach says Luke's beard looking mighty fine.
Heck yeah. It's not though.
Yeah, no, I think they're not really looking at it that closely.
So I think I'm gonna give it one kind of chance, which is where I'm gonna try to clean it up now.
Okay, and what exactly is your plan to clean it up? Because right now you've got this kind of a lopsided thing going on here.
Yeah, like, it's really hard to shape it.
Right.
So I'm going to try to, like, cut it into shape, which probably isn't going to work.
Okay, because you know that the entire comment section of, I think it was last week's WAN show, was basically beard advice for you, right?
No.
You got to comb it, like, this way, and then you got to do that. You got to use, like, a conditioner.
Work.
You got to... there was like a bunch of product recommendations for stuff you could put in it.
I was talking to...
They just don't know you very well. Anything more complicated than like a bar of soap doesn't touch this man. He's a simple man.
I don't know. People have asked me about
any kind of soap that don't come in a bar. That's too fancy.
But, okay.
Do you use conditioner?
No, I don't. I have.
Do you? Hold on.
On accident, I thought it was shampoo.
Do you use shampoo?
Yeah.
Really?
I just use shampoo for my whole body.
I'm gonna.
Because then you just have one bottle.
So is
or
this,
body wash for everything, including
is this
hair.
A TMI moment about how much hair you have? Or is it more just your belief that soap is soap,
soap
and therefore
is soap. You're cleaning stuff.
Therefore, whatever has the highest volume of soap per dollar is
Costco.
Therefore superior.
Costco.
So
they come in like the 3-packs. You buy like 6 at a time. You don't go back for a year.
I have to confess, I am just as bad as you, but the other way. So for me, it's bar soap. Okay. I don't own shampoo.
Okay.
The shampoo bottle is for my wife. I don't touch it.
Yeah.
And I just use the bar soap.
You bar soap your hair?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that was like, no, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Is soap not soap?
Yeah.
And like, it's not like I keep my hair for very long.
Yeah.
Like I cut it before it gets long enough that, it's a funny thing. Really... So I ran into trouble with my kids. Because my daughters in particular, well, they have longer hair than me. And so when they're babies, you just use like this infant, general wash.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have really short hair and they have really delicate skin and blah, blah, blah. So you just use this like infant wash.
Sure.
And you use it all over. Anyway, just out of not feeling like searching for another product, if it's good enough for an infant, it's good enough for a 3 or 4-year-old. I just kept using it on them, and my eldest daughter's hair got to the point where it was just like straw coming out of her head, and I was like, light bulb moment, conditioner, right? I should probably use that.
I will, like, there was one time I accidentally grabbed a bottle of conditioner and put it in my gym bag.
Okay.
And then went to go have a shower at the gym.
And you conditioned your whole body. How was that?
It was so weird. Because it's like really like, I don't use conditioner, so I don't know. But it's like oily, isn't it? It's more oily.
Kind of slippery, sure.
Yeah. So then I didn't look at the bottle. And I like squished a bunch into my hand and put it in my hair and then like tried to transfer around and was like, what is happening?
In your defense, they look very similar in a lot of cases.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And I was highly, highly confused. But yeah, people have asked me many, many times what I do to my hair. I'm like, yeah, it's water in the shower. And then I go, whoop, and then I leave the house. So if it can't be that easy, I probably shouldn't do it. Which is why I'm probably going to trim the beard back down.
Yeah, so one of the reasons that I brought this up is another YouTuber who I believe you're familiar with, Phil DeFranco, launched a hair product.
What?
Yeah. So I was just going to say, like, if we ever get to that point, you'll know that we either had outside consultation or you just shouldn't buy it.
It's just like, it's like, it's in like the shape of a shampoo bottle, but it's just like 3 bars of soap.
The entire sales pitch would be like, it's cheap.
Yeah.
You just buy it
it's
and like
really
year supply,
affordable.
Year supply at a time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's green. Trust us. It's not Irish Spring. Yeah, I don't know. So that's okay. I have a funny story.
Yeah.
You know, you've complained mildly about my shoes. I've had the same pair of shoes for 4 years.
Yeah, I have complained about your shoes. Did you get new shoes?
Nope.
I was going to say.
You know what the toe is doing on one of them?
But this isn't... Wait, sorry. I was going to like this story?
No.
Oh, I
see.
It's
just a story.
Okay. Let me guess.
I need new
shoes
now.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to guess what happened here.
so for reference, it's supposed to go like
that. I think they know what the shoe is supposed to...
I'm just making sure.
I think everyone knows... But this is not what a shoe is supposed to look like.
I need new shoes now.
I gotta guess. Okay. Does it involve like a campfire?
No, actually, but that makes a lot of sense. But no.
No, okay.
I see where that was, well informed though.
And this is like...
Oh, it's...
How are you wearing this
that
today?
Shape now. I don't have other, like...
These are really light.
Yeah, I know. They're great. This is why I have a really hard time replacing them.
Yeah,
the back is destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I need new shoes.
Yeah.
Now I especially need new shoes.
Yeah, and, like, this isn't quite a hole, but it's definitely all the way through, like, the first layer here.
Yeah. Well, there's many, many, many holes.
Goodness, how could...
It's the toe is specifically what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, I thought you were going to... Okay, I thought you were going to tell me.
There's also a huge groove that's on the bottom that's new now.
Oh, is that not supposed to be? Is it heat related, though?
There was heat. There was heat. There's technically heat.
Okay.
There's also a lot of movement.
Wait. Were you, like, being dragged behind something?
Can I give you a pretty powerful hint?
Fine.
I wasn't wearing them.
They got stuck in something and...
Yes.
Curled up.
Yeah.
And it was... There was heat involved.
Yeah. You're getting really close.
There's like a molded thing. Did you accidentally put them in the dryer?
Yes. I've never...
On like high heat.
The actual problem is that it jammed itself between the sidewall and the three arms that are in the, I don't know what they're called, the three panels that are in the dryer.
And it was like stuck
in
there.
So it grinded itself around. That's why there's like a groove in the bottom and it's bent over and stuff. It wasn't like high heat. That's from like friction molding. Like it's a... The dryer was like, I don't care. You're going around the circle. I'm going to have to finally buy new shoes.
I can't believe you're still wearing them today. Like, when did this happen?
Last night.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So this weekend, that's your...
That's one of my, one that's of my your priorities, task. Is to get new shoes. Someone said get toe shoes.
What are No.
I did. But the problem is, they are also higher maintenance.
Well, what do you have to maintain about toe shoes?
Well, okay, one, if you don't wash them all the time, like, they stink, unless you get the socks. If you get the socks are really expensive.
Yeah.
And they, like, take a long time to put on, because you have to get each one of your freaking toes.
Yeah, are we going to mention the drawback that you look like an idiot?
You do.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah. But I actually really like them a lot. I have, like... Part of my, like, knee problem with... Wow, those
are... This is great. This is, like,
horrible.
What toe shoes look like in the marketing materials. What toe shoes look like on your feet.
They don't look like... No. Because they go up higher. Those are, like... Those are weird. They're all weird. Those are exceptionally weird.
Ed's super into them. Ed likes the toe shoes.
I like them. So they help my knees a little bit, I find. A little bit. Because I don't know if you remember, I used to run barefoot all the time.
Convincing you to put on any amount of clothing at work was kind of a challenge.
Different story. I used to run barefoot all the time, so that made it so I could run barefoot with a little bit of protection.
Sure.
In case I stepped on something. That was the idea. I've also met people that not only thought they looked stupid, but were, like, personally offended by them.
Personally offended?
Because they, like... really, really, really hated feet.
Okay.
And because they could, like, see the separation of the toes, it, like, looked more like an actual foot, and it, like, disgusted them.
How do people like this shower?
How do you look at your own? Yeah.
Yeah, like, how do you...
I didn't address it at the time, but I was like, that legitimately has to be a little difficult.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, other than that, how's your
NYPD and Google?
How's your week this week?
It's been pretty good, actually. It doesn't seem like yours was, I'm assuming, by the exasperated sigh.
I actually don't remember much from this week. So we did a bunch of videos, obviously.
Yeah.
Some of the ones we did are actually pretty cool. I don't have my regular laptop, so unfortunately I can't see I can't see my list of them. But what was the one that we did in my office? It was cool. Oh, I started working on one that I'm pretty excited about. So Red and NVIDIA came out and said that they were working together to have RTX cards accelerate. Actually, Adobe was involved as well. So to have RTX cards accelerate working with 8K Red footage in Adobe Premiere in real time. So you can actually use the GPU acceleration on the RTX card specifically to get smooth 8K video playback at 1:1 while you're editing. And I thought that was really cool. So we're actually going to be doing a piece fairly soon on what exactly that looks like. And over the course of a couple of days, I finally got my test bench working, which involved three CPUs, two motherboards, three sets of RAM, two graphics cards. I don't know what its deal was, but I think a CPU managed to just die.
Okay. Like,
it was one that had been previously delitted, and it had been sitting in storage for a while.
Okay.
So I actually wonder if the liquid metal seeped out and then is contacting something inside right now.
Okay. Like,
honestly, anyway, we've got a piece coming on that, but I want to talk a little bit about liquid metal, actually, because we've had, there was a post, it was either on the forum or I saw it on, someone tagged me on Twitter, where they were talking about an issue they were having with their laptop that they had liquid metaled, so not delitted in this case, because laptop CPUs still have bare dies, but they had liquid metaled it, I think it was like 6 months or a year prior or something like that. They suddenly had issues with it. They took the thing apart, removed all the liquid metal that was on it, put regular thermal compound on it, fired it up, and it booted up again. And I just want to kind of like address this again, because even though I feel like we made it really clear in the videos that we did at the time, people seem to be still running around and putting liquid metal on their consumer electronics, be they phones or laptops or whatever else. We said in the videos, and I want to say it again, we don't recommend that. It's actually a pretty bad idea, because anything that's going to be stored in a vertical orientation, especially anything that's going to be stored in a vertical orientation, when it will be warm, runs the very real risk of having the liquid metal seep out and make its way onto other things, because it doesn't necessarily behave like water would, where it has a lot of surface tension, for example, where even if it was a liquid, like, it'd be unlikely to just kind of ooze out or crawl over things. Liquid metal is nasty freaking stuff. And so, like, putting it on something like a phone is basically asking for your phone to die.
Yeah.
So that's what I have to say about that. Oh, we also did, this was great, I guess. We'll see how people like it. We also did a video where I read mean comments for the first time.
Do you like respond to them?
Some of them I felt like I kind of had to. They were 10 out of 10 very mean.
Ah, that sucks.
I put James in charge of it.
So he picked them?
He handpicked the meanest comments that he could find.
Were they like personally offensive, or were they
very personal.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Okay. They went after everything from my voice to my looks to my mannerisms to my...
To your mannerisms?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I haven't seen one of those.
You may enjoy the video. You may enjoy the video.
I don't think I will. This isn't... You've heard me say this since the start of us working together, so you know this, but I've never seen those things.
Right.
Like, people have complained about your voice. And didn't you say, like, someone hated editing your videos even? And
yeah, there's actually a super chat right now about my voice being annoying. That's what made me think about it,
actually. I've never once understood that. I don't know.
I find it annoying. So I think the thing you're remembering is me telling you that I find it annoying, and that's why it's so hard for me to edit anything that I host.
Maybe, yeah. Because I remember we were, like, in the office at NCX talking about it and be like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's fine.
I don't find it as bad now. And maybe it's just because I've also gotten more used to it.
Okay.
Or maybe it's because my manner of presenting is better.
Is it possible your voice is also just naturally deeper?
We have better microphones.
And better microphones.
That's probably a significant part of it, is we have, across the board, better microphones for everything we do. Honestly, one of the biggest upgrades that we made in the last little while, I realized I have to take this off. I always wear this microphone home. It drives me nuts. Mm. I'll get in my car, and that's when I'll realize, because sitting down with it is kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, crap. I'm wearing the bloody microphone again.
Or you have the clicker.
No, I don't have the prompter remote in my pocket.
That would have been pretty funny.
It's really annoying because it wears it out, and it's already, I've had to kind of like... reinforce this thing up here, because this is like
Is that your heat shrink?
This is a fiver. Yeah. That's my heat shrinking job. It's really bad because I used like this really stiff heat shrink that doesn't really fix the problem. Because if you're trying to implement a strain relief and you just
move the strain relief just to somewhere else.
Yeah, you move the point of strain somewhere else, then you're just prolonging the inevitable. You're not actually preventing it from being damaged. So what I really need is I want to get like a bunch of those, you know, those really little springs like they have on pens.
Yeah.
So I want a bunch of those that are just the right size for our cables. And then I want some nice flexible heat
shrink.
Doesn't
Moss do
that? That would be a pretty good job.
I'm not trying to like plug our own sponsor, but
yeah, no, I think
Moss
they do.
Does. They have the, there's a few different companies that have done stuff like that.
Unfortunately, you don't get to pick the cable for like a Sanken microphone like this. Anyway, so the thing that bothers me is that I'm unnecessarily damaging it, and this is like $2,500 worth of audio gear, but I don't regret it at all because this has been one of the best upgrades that we've made.
Sound is super important.
Yeah.
It's like actually really, really important.
And we still don't always get it very right, but at least, especially on my show. But at least, generally speaking, on the videos now, we get it more right than we used to. A lot of people, there were a lot of comments on the 10 years of LTT video. Did you watch it by any chance?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
There were a lot of comments on it. I want your thoughts in a moment, but there were a lot of comments on it that people were like, you know, the reason people are hearkening back to the old days isn't because of the production values. In fact, it's because the content was better. And I'm like, Okay. I see your point, but one thing that I wish we had found, as we'd gone back and looked for examples of production gear upgrades, was the videos that I would personally stitch together and forget to put the audio in both channels. Because a lot of the time I'd be doing it on speakers and I wouldn't realize that
you just took all the blame for a problem that every single person did at that point in time. So thanks, Mr. Boss. But I did it too, and it happened from other people that were editing videos at the time as well. It happened a lot on our channel to the point where like it was a consistent complaint in the comment section. People were like, how are you guys still doing this? Like years later, how is this still a problem? Because there was so many videos where audio was only in one channel. That is absolutely a thing. And there was lots of other problems as well.
So to be clear, we're not saying like production values are the be-all and end-all to better content. I'm just saying that they were... When I was saying it was hard for me to go back and watch that stuff, I meant it was so bad in ways that were entirely preventable.
I think there is some justifications to the comments as well, though. I don't necessarily think the content was better. I think that's an overgeneralization and possibly a misdirection of them assuming something because they don't necessarily fully understand the problem. I'm not sure. I'm just saying it happens a lot.
Yeah.
There was a comment earlier about people saying something about something, and it was like, knowing from the inside, I'm like, hey, that isn't actually the problem, but I see why you would think that.
Right.
That makes sense, but that isn't really what's going on. Because what I'm going to say here is we were quite campy back then.
Yes.
And it might have felt a little bit more personal and campy and more like just some friends making videos.
Yeah.
And it relates to a tweet I made relatively recently where like everything will change over time. Like the original Assassin's Creed games are intensely different than the new ones. The original Battlefield games are intensely different than the new ones.
Yes.
And they will lose sometimes what the original identity was.
Yeah. Yep, I think that's fair.
And you'll claim a new identity. Like, we used to do unboxing videos in front of NCIX.
Yes.
It's changed a bit.
Yes.
Like, the content is drastically different.
And I think that particular component is for the better.
Sure, but it's different.
But some people might not agree.
And they might have glommed onto that. And it could be a nostalgia thing, where if they actually watched, if you actually made those videos now in that level of quality, they'd probably be like, bleh.
About those things. I mean, that's something that I think
two motherboards and power supply.
That's something that I think a lot of people forget. Don't think about, is that maybe their own tastes have also changed.
Yeah.
Maybe if we actually started making videos unboxing power supplies again, they would find themselves also very bored by it in the same way that I got to the point where we would sit down in the garage with like a pile of stuff to unbox. That's often how the preparation started.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, it's another power supply. Hold on, give me like a couple minutes. What am I going to say about this? What could I possibly say?
There was times where we had to do like pep talks. I'm not even, it happened. I don't know if you remember, but like there was times where we had to do sort of pep talks, or like you would try to like get amped up before you started the video, because it's like, holy crap, this is boring.
Another motherboard.
And we had to shift from the products that we were getting were interesting enough to drive the content to we had to make them interesting enough. And that was a big shift, and that's something that the industry did, and we had to react to it, or we wouldn't have kept improving. So like there's things that had to change because the industry changed. There's things that should have changed because they're production quality things. There's things that changed because the company's way bigger now. There has been a lot of change. So I think it's not completely unjustified for someone to say like, yeah, it's changed. But I think it's objectively better.
So what did you think of the video?
I liked it.
Did you get the nostalgia feels?
Yeah. So I think like I look at it, and for me, like certain sections are more important.
Sure.
Or like, for instance, I wasn't in the last chunk, which makes sense because I left for Float Plane. So like I cared more about other parts or whatever.
Right.
But like the video was really good.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you want to know something interesting? I didn't write it.
Really? Huh. That kind of makes sense, actually.
Earlier this week was actually the 2-year anniversary of the writing staff. I mean the bulk of it. So Anthony, Alex, and James. Now, Jake worked here before that, but he wasn't really a full-time writer.
Yeah.
And then John obviously has worked here for much longer than that, but he is working almost
more
exclusively on TechWiki and TechLinked. So the actual, like, the LTT writing staff.
Crew, yeah.
2 years now. And that video was a moment for me, because it used to be that people would often comment on the videos. Like, that was honestly a big difference, change in production value, that we didn't address in that video because it wasn't really gear-related.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one of the biggest changes for me.
That makes sense.
As a content creator. And at the time, especially in the first few months, people would say in the comments, like,
this wasn't written by Linus.
This wasn't written by Linus. It sucks. And even then, I was still reviewing the scripts, and I was going through and I was making changes. But I've gone through sort of periods of greater or lesser interference in the work that they hand into me. And I've also gotten better at copy editing someone else's work over the last couple of years. So I've gotten better at my job. But that script was really a fun one for me, because it showed, it revealed to the extent to which they have gotten better at their jobs.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of a cool, like, wasn't necessarily included in the video, but was literally a core component of the video. Like, it harkens to them regardless. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's not just James. Like,
Was it James that wrote it?
It was James that wrote it. But those guys really have started to think about how to tackle a project in a way that makes them less like benchmarkers and writers and more like content creators over the last couple of years. So I shot a video with Alex today on the Corsair One. And there were a couple of things that he did differently in the video than, you know, back when he had started. And the scripts I would get from them were so, like, they were cookie cutter. They were rudimentary. So there's this flow to it where it refers sort of back and forward to itself as you go through along a couple of different threads. That's really, it's the kind of thing that you wouldn't think about unless you're a gigantic nerd and you're like reading the script and going through it with the writer, but it adds a level of dynamism to the video that otherwise wouldn't be there. And
I find that stuff really helps to make it feel like a story.
Yes.
Which really, really engages the viewer. And
the story
makes you
of
want
the
to
product
watch it. Yeah.
Is far more interesting than just the speeds and feeds of this.
Absolutely.
Sort of this black box.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was he actually thought about what we could do production-wise to make it look and feel a little different than just another system review. And you know what's funny? He talked Brandon into a dual cam setup. One tripod just aimed at me, wider shot. And one tripod off to the side with a a telephoto lens on it so that we could get like close-ups of me interacting with the product at the same time. And when I walked in and saw this setup, I was like, huh.
What the heck?
That is so similar to that thing that I... Now, one key difference is that we aren't trying to do it live to tape, okay. Which means the host is literally switching which source the audience is looking at. Like,
that was dope. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking
about.
That was
dumb.
Amazing. No. That was the pinnacle of creation.
But I still got a real kick out of it.
That's fantastic.
Okay, Peter D87. I do want to get back to this as soon as I am able to. Any updates on your crazy new internet connection? I actually do have updates for you. But first, we really do need to go through our sponsors for the show today.
Yep.
First up is Private Internet Access. This show is brought to you by PIA. Actually, there was a big thing. I hosted TechLinked today, and ISPs were selling your like real-time location data to all kinds of ne'er-do-wells, including bounty hunters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, but like, which definition of bounty hunter?
I'm the dog. You know.
Yeah.
Not like
arrest you because you have a warrant for your arrest. Out. Okay. Yeah.
Still.
I'm just. Some people in the audience might assume like, oh, those are the guys that
like Boba Fett.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. No, not Boba Fett.
So yeah, not quite Boba Fett, but still.
So basically, you should be using a VPN. All the time. And you should be using a DNS server that doesn't log your activity. And you should be doing kind of anything you can to keep your activities private. And then what was the other big thing? There was another big one. Abercrombie and Fitch, who else got caught doing this? Basically using their iPhone app to screen capture. Purportedly to, you know, record the way users interacted with the app, but they actually ended up with, like, credit card information and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
To be clear, I don't think PIA would necessarily save you from either of these situations.
Anything you can do at this point really seems like something you should probably
do. But it's not hurting it, and it's going to help you in other ways, too, which is super cool.
So go check out PIA, lmg.gg/PIAWAN. This stuff is getting ridiculous. Go check out TechLinked for the full details on that stuff. And, yeah. Also brought to you by Madrina's.
Oh.
So it's actually here. I have not tried it yet, but I did promise them, even though I'm not really a coffee drinker, that I would drink the Lambo roast. Apparently, it's pretty good. Third-party reviews are in.
Cool. Yeah. Sweet.
So Lambo roast is a specialty crafted custom roast of coffee blended and designed by Madrina's Coffee and Linus Tech Tips. So we actually had a bunch of coffee lovers here on the team contribute to this. The African and Latin American beans in this blend give this roast a sweet chocolatey flavor with a huge bold body and smooth caramel finish. So there you go. Guys, you can check that out at the link in the video description, madrinascoffee.com/Linus.
They make it sound like a caramel chocolate bar.
And of course, guys, you can check out their specialty cold brew coffees in these convenient 15-ounce grab-and-go cans. 40% off at madrinascoffee.com/Linus. What is it? What do you want?
He wants one. Good throw. Oh, is he going to go make some?
Oh, if he's going to go make it, I'm going to try it.
Go make it, Jake.
And in other news, they didn't bring anything for you. These are both maple buffalo bacon.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, Luke.
That's okay.
I'm the only one who's going to be eating any Savage Jerky today.
That's okay.
You can do the talking points, okay. Though, if you'd like. There you go. It's right there.
I can just look at the Savage Jerky. Actually, no, I'm going to find my own. Savage Jerky's great. They've been a sponsor for a long time. They don't use nitrates or preservatives in their jerky. I remember that. That's amazing. And they use the best ingredients with a goal to create a snack that is full of flavor and spice and isn't bad for you. And if it's maple buffalo bacon. Try to keep it away from Linus because he will take it. Linus's favorite flavor is maple buffalo bacon. It's great, delicious, and he clearly can't stop eating it until it's gone.
I love it.
My personal favorite is the mojo jalapeno. Grab yourself a bag and other and maybe some other flavors, or try out some of their hot sauces.
Hot sauces are really good.
Yeah, their hot sauces are very good. That bottle that I took is super gone. It was gone almost immediately. Anyways, really check that out. Use offer code LTT to save 10% on all of their products, and go to lmg.gg/savagejerky. Follow that link. Easier to get there. Use that code, and everything's all good. Boom.
I'm so happy right now. I haven't had the maple buffalo bacon in a while. I ate it all, and then there wasn't any left.
Did you only get two bags, though? Or is that just what's here?
I hope there's more.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So, our new internet. Our ISP, Itel, and Telus, who, owns the actual fiber all over the Lower Mainland, can't seem to get on the same page about how exactly it's getting from the DMARC, which is where it comes into off the street, which is actually another building in this complex, how it's getting from the DMARC to our building. Telus says...
I'm good, thanks.
Telus says that Itel didn't do the right thing, splicing in 3 and 4, whatever. They said they'd know what that means, and I was like, okay. And then Itel says Telus isn't really privy to how their equipment works and has no idea what the hell they're talking about. So right now, I am, as far as I know, supposed to have 10 gigabit internet now, and I don't. So that's the update on the 10 gig internet, and I am pretty excited.
I thought it was 5.5.
So it's 5.5 to the general internet.
Okay, yeah, but it's 10 gig.
But it is actually 10 to everything at Vanix, which includes AWS, Akamai, Google, basically anything that matters. So effectively, it is 10 gigabit internet.
Yeah.
And I want it. And that's where I'm at right now.
Is there any rough ETA or anything?
Soon.
Okay.
Soon,
yeah.
TM.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know how it is. Okay, there are a couple of tech topics I actually do want to talk about today. So this is hilarious. This was posted by Daniel Tien on the forum, and the original article here is from Bloomberg. And it's it's not actually related to a lot of the Huawei stuff that's been in the news lately.
Yeah.
But it just kind of is a really interesting look at how Huawei is accused, anyway, of operating its business. So here's the summary. Adam Kahn, the inventor of Mirage Diamond Glass, which is meant to be 6 times stronger than Gorilla Glass, sent a sample of his product to Huawei, a potential customer. And, it's funny. On the TechLinked episode where we talked about this, some of the people commented under the video, well, you're an idiot if you send a pre-production product to Huawei. Of course, they're going to copy it. Well, no. Companies like Huawei and Apple and Motorola and Google, they partner and they license technologies from partners in order to make a better product. So, No, that's actually something that you kind of have to do. Except that instead of Huawei returning it when they were supposed to and in the condition that it was supposed to be in, they sent it back months later and badly damaged. So they had promised to send it back within 60 days and to limit their tests to any that wouldn't cause it damage. This is pretty standard in the industry, and it's meant to make it harder to reverse engineer intellectual property. So the sample was scratched, cracked in half, and had 3 shards missing when it came back.
Okay.
An FBI gemologist later concluded that Huawei had blasted it with a 100 kilowatt laser that was powerful enough to be used as a weapon. The FBI is involved at this point. They get Kahn and his chief operations officer, Carl Sherboff, as participants in this investigation of Huawei, and they asked them to travel to Las Vegas. So this is during CES. We were there. We were down the street while this sting operation is happening, and ask them to conduct a meeting with Huawei representatives and They actually secured a room at the LVCC, this is the convention center,
yeah.
and bugged it so the FBI could listen in from another location in the building. So they bought signage to make it look like a con had rented out the space. So Sherboff was outfitted with surveillance devices and recorded the conversation while a Bloomberg Businessweek reporter watched from a safe distance. Wow. So finally, they didn't actually confess to anything in the meeting, but on January 28th, so this is about 3 weeks later, the FBI searched the Huawei lab in San Diego where Akon's glass had been sent. It was eventually forwarded to China, which they weren't supposed to do. And the FBI raid was a secret, but not to Khan and Sherboff, who had been receiving regular updates through their lawyer. By then, they had apparently... Oh, I didn't actually know this. This, is, I think, is a newer development. They had succeeded in getting Huawei representatives to admit on tape to breaking the contract and to violating U.S. export control laws. Wow. So the FBI, this is how they figure into all this. They met with Khan, telling him that the Bureau was hoping to educate local startups on cybercrime and security vulnerabilities and to encourage them to come forward with suspicious activity. And they were trying to gather intelligence on Chinese efforts to obtain U.S. technology.
I was going to say, it's probably more related to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably like heavily more related to that. It's interesting. It's also interesting that it happened in the convention center.
I know, right?
We
could have been like there.
Those rooms, it's probably just those little rooms in South. Like, I walked right past it. Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
That's cool.
That's pretty wild.
I mean, this is the kind of thing that, like... It's cool that someone is actually, like, standing up to this. Because the thing about a contract is that it's only as powerful as the entity that signed it.
Yeah.
And as their will to enforce it. Because breaching contracts is absolutely a thing. Okay, I breached a contract once.
Probably more than once. Accidentally.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a specific dig. I was going to be like, oh,
no.
Did I?
No.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you meant like there was something with your demeanor was like...
No, sorry. I'm. There's something going on. Yeah. That makes sense.
Like, oh, is this something we should?
You
be, like,
destroyed me. Yeah. No. That okay. Nothing. So I'm assuming there are contracts that you've broken more than once.
Yeah. So I breached a contract once with a company called StudentWorks Painting.
I thought you were gonna say like. Okay.
Maybe ask Twitch chat how long to wait to push this down because I have no idea.
Can you get someone who knows coffee things? Maybe get Alex. Alex knows coffee things. No, can you just ask Alex? It'll be easier. Just ask Alex, Jake.
Okay, but haven't you, like, since LMG times? Because I thought there was, like, an NVIDIA thing.
Oh, okay, like, accidentally publishing a piece of content,
that's
like,
technically,
a little bit early. Yes, okay, that's technically breaching your contract.
This is
like
why I said probably more than once. Yeah,
definitely more than once.
Yeah.
Okay. But there was one time in particular that I did it on purpose.
Oh,
and the reason I did it was because I was going through a period of significant depression, and I believed that it was caused by my job painting houses or like running that painting business. I asked them nicely to let me out, and they basically said, you signed a contract, that's it, that's all there is to it, you have to finish the rest of the summer. But all I really wanted to do was quit and go work at the computer store. I worked through it with my wife, and we basically went, yep, this is pretty bulletproof. Even had a lawyer look at it, like a free legal counsel through the city or whatever. They were like, yeah, you probably can't not do this. And finally, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go to work anymore. And I think that the optics of a student painting company suing a student are probably bad enough that they're probably not going to actually do that because that's a really bad idea. And that's something...
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's something that I have actually sort of relied on at points in my career. I will confess that during Secret Shopper, we did not fully vet the legality of recording our conversations.
Isn't it single-party consent in Canada?
We did look into it, and it was questionable.
Okay.
So single-party consent, yes, in Canada, but that doesn't necessarily apply to conversations we're having outside of Canada. It could certainly be challenged.
Oh, I thought it literally did.
But
I thought it was where the recording happened. Anyways, yeah.
Our belief, or at least my belief, I actually had to fight this battle internally. My belief was that the optics of, you know, someone, let's say someone that ended up not looking that great, like Origin or iBuyPower or Dell, especially Dell. Yeah. The optics of someone like Dell suing Linus Tech Tips over exposing their customer service agents outright lying to customers, like, was going to be bad enough that they probably weren't going to do that. So I guess what I'm trying to say is the law is only what is what someone is willing to enforce.
Please don't take this as advice.
Yeah, it's not. I am not a lawyer, and I'm not qualified to provide any kind of legal advice.
I just want to like make sure we've got that, you know.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is I think it's cool that they're getting involved in what would otherwise not be possible, like in something that's happening that's wrong.
A little startup
trying
to deal with Huawei.
They wouldn't be able to defend themselves. They wouldn't be able to enforce this contract against a gigantic multi-billion dollar multinational company.
Because even
like
if they were going to win, it would be very, very easy and rather simple for Huawei to just be like, okay, well, this is going to be tied up in like a 5-year or longer legal process, and we'll just bury you with that. So
by then, they'll have been making insane profits selling this reverse-engineered glass already, and what do they care? They can literally pay for their involvement in this lawsuit through the money they are stealing from the patent that they violated.
Yeah, it happens a lot, actually. Yep.
So I think that's cool. There's one more news topic that I did want to talk about. But Nick, did you have something you wanted to jump in with?
Oh, I wanted to witness the taste test.
Neither of us seconds. Coffee.
How long?
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
You gotta push the thing down, and then you're good to go.
Well, how's this work? I don't. Okay.
We don't.
Okay. We don't coffee. We don't know.
We don't coffee.
Also, you're supposed to say the first 50 people that order coffee today.
They get a free bag.
Get a free bag.
Oh, okay.
First 50 bag orders get another bag.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Why do you push it down?
Yeah, what are you doing right now?
What is this?
Straining the coffee.
We're straining the coffee.
Getting all the grains out.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
You're not drinking, right?
Okay, you don't drink the grains.
Oh, so the coffee liquid is squishing through that filter thing.
So inside is a mix of water and coffee grounds.
Okay.
And now that it's been sitting, we're just...
This must be absolutely painful for people to watch. Okay.
Can they even see it? Is this... Can you see it now?
So we're going straight from we don't consume coffee at all... To Jake is just serving us
black coffee.
Don't pour too much in, because I'll want it to cool down a little.
Yeah. I'm going to want it to cool down a lot, so like, give me less than that. That's fine.
Smells good.
There we go.
I've always liked the smell of coffee, but I've never been inclined to drink it.
They're very different things, the smell and the taste.
Luke, you've had coffee before.
Maybe twice in my whole life.
I don't know. Like, is cream or sugar customary?
You should not drink it just straight up.
I should not drink it straight up.
No, because I like it, but you'll get more of the flavor.
True. You gotta slurp it, too.
So if I want... What? What are you even talking about, Jake?
Full representation of the flavor, then yeah, you can have it black. But if you want to enjoy it, you should probably have some...
Is this a functional carabiner? Cool. I mean, it's a Madrina's cup. Like,
that's pretty cool.
That is actually... And it's nice and light. This is probably legit for camping.
I'm just gonna try it. Hold on, we're gonna do a couple of. I want to do
like
a couple
really
super
hot,
chats.
Isn't it?
I have. Yeah, it's still pretty hot.
This is the start of an addiction. Like, it just becomes like a coffee fiend. You see him on camera next week. He's got like red eyes. He's like, "Hey, man." Madrinas is like, "Where'd all our product go?"
you mean we have to send you a flat?
All the bags that are supposed to go to the customers, send them to me.
Yeah. Okay, there's one more news topic I wanted to do beforehand. We should also probably do a couple super chats. Oh, wow! We haven't done an LTX update. Holy crap, this show is never going to end. Is there a blog update?
Yeah, tickets. Oh, my gosh.
Whoa!
Oh, holy crap. Ticket pricing.
Ticket pricing!
Oh, Jono brought me a better coffee mug. Here's my Gamers Nexus coffee mug. Fantastic. Thank you, Jono. Always be shilling for Gamers Nexus. guys, ticket pricing for LTX is here. So we'll be using DreamHack's preferred Tixer platform to sell and process tickets this year. They'll be sold in US dollars this time. Sorry, Canada, and everywhere else. But to combat the dollar conversion, we have apparently lowered the cost of the admission ticket from what it was last year. So here they are. Saturday pass, $30. Sunday pass, Sunday, $30. 2-day pass, $50. DreamHack BYOC plus 2-day pass, $80. In response to the obvious question, no, you cannot get BYOC without a full 2-day pass.
Yeah, but that's
for fairly obvious reasons.
That is how that should work. Just in case anyone wants to complain, that is like legit how that should work.
All right. The LTX merch pack is $30. That includes a lanyard, a t-shirt, and a pin. Like an LTX pin. It'll look a little something like this. And an LMG office tour, which is that the day before?
Yeah. It's Friday.
Which is on the Friday. The day before is $50. I will be conducting tours all day, I guess.
Probably.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
so
surprisingly cheap.
Yeah, it's about $15-$20. Well, we're going to do groups of like
10 or 20
or something like that.
So, you giving the tour.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I'm just going to do that all day.
And there might be somebody else giving the tour. Maybe we'll get Dennis to do some tours as well. It really depends on the interest levels.
Yeah.
And the reason that we're charging is
To control demand. If you guys honestly want to know why.
Yes.
Because if we made it free, then we'd have literally 3+ years ago, we made it free, and we had a lineup around the building, and we weren't able to serve everyone.
And we had like 2 million
and
subs.
And people were like upset. I don't even know if we had 2 million subs at that point.
We were significantly smaller.
Yeah, we were a fifth of the size we are now. So, sorry. And then VIP, which includes dinner and what else does it include?
Tour, hanging out. Yeah. Get to hang out. There's a little party.
Yeah, there's like a little party here. Is it here at the office?
Yeah.
Okay, so you come into the office and there's like a hangout after work and
specific VIP merch.
Specific VIP merch. I think they get a special hoodie, is that right?
Yeah,
and a different color t-shirt.
Different color t-shirt. So
they get to be on the land.
Yeah, and that's 400.
Oh
yeah, the land center will be done by then.
That's gonna be sick.
Heck
yeah. That's sick.
Yeah. No, that'll be done, Colton, for sure.
Sick.
For sure.
Awesome.
So here's a bunch more information. You guys can check it out on the LTX Expo blog. Oh, right. Yeah. Here's what the pin looks like. Here's what the t-shirt and the lanyard look like. All good stuff. Tickets go on sale, 12 p.m. Pacific time, February 22nd. So also something that I wanted to make clear is that these prices are the right now prices. We are going to be selling tickets in waves and prices, depending on demand, may go up. If you want to come to LTX and the DreamHack land that's going to be there, buy your ticket. Do it fast because there's a good chance it will cost more. We think there's going to be very high demand. We're trying not to like be too optimistic, but the number of creators that I've heard back from who have a strong interest in going, including some that are quite big, has been very encouraging. I think that if you're just not that into Linus Media Group, you might still want to be there.
So one interesting thing that I'm going to point out, which is probably going to be a big part of the reason why people are going to buy tickets faster this year, is the first year was a pretty cool set of stuff, plus you got to hang out with Linus Media Group crew. The second year was like...
There was a ball pit.
Yeah, there was a ball pit. The second year was like more cool stuff, and you get to hang out with the Linus Media Group crew. Oh, and some other creators showed up, which we didn't necessarily know about until last minute. That's really cool. And then this year is like there's a LAN, there's tons of booths. The VR section got like multiplied by a billion.
It's freaking DreamHack.
DreamHack's there. Like everything's been scaled up to such a ridiculous degree that no matter what part of it you actually want to go for, if you want to go to hang out with LMG people, there's going to be everybody there.
We'll be there.
And if you want to go there because the convention's freaking sick, then the convention's freaking sick. Which is like, I don't know, that's a really good...
There's actual reasons we made it a 2-day event.
Yeah.
Not just because of the BYOC, but because there's going to be more things
There's
to do.
So much to do. Yeah. Like, this year's going to be wild. I'm so excited.
All right.
I think I've said that enough on the show. Are we doing this?
I want to do one more topic.
Okay.
Topic.
This, though?
The rumor, GTX 1660 Ti. So, NVIDIA was kind of mad when the end of our RTX 2060 video, we basically said... Well, if you were looking for a value card from NVIDIA for this generation, wait for the rumored upcoming something that will be without RTX. And now, it looks like some of the initial rumors were wrong, in that it's not going to have as many CUDA cores as the RTX 2060, so even in conventional games, it should be significantly lower performing. But it does look like there is another card coming that will be have the RTX stripped out of it and might end up being a better value. So it's going to be based on the TU116 GPU with 1536 CUDA cores, 6 gigs of GDDR6, and it will not have RTX. No word yet on Tensor cores. The first listings for MSI and Palette cards have appeared on Russian retail sites, and I can talk about this rumor because I don't have any official word from NVIDIA other than getting mad at me saying that that was unsubstantiated and you shouldn't trust the rumors. They did get some stuff wrong, but it looks like there
but
is
no,
something
Linus,
coming.
The rumors weren't true at all. Now here's all the numbers that you saw in the rumors on screen behind me. Didn't that happen with their last major launch? Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right.
Whatever, man.
Coffee then super chats.
Okay.
When's the last time you drank coffee?
Probably close to 8 or 9 years ago.
Okay. I have sipped coffee once in my life for the one of the like the Manly Desk Management video. And I had to borrow a mug from Burkle. I think Nick Van Burkle made the coffee for me because I had no idea how to make coffee.
I've been in
We used your truck.
I've been in shots where I was supposed to drink coffee and I just swapped it for water.
Yeah. So
this is legitimately coffee.
Can I angle this enough?
A little bit more.
Whatever, there's coffee in there. All right, so I'm going to try it. And just because I don't like it doesn't mean you guys might not like it, but there you go.
That's an important note. Neither of us are coffee drinkers, neither of us, and this is black.
It's good. Yeah, I was okay with it.
It's pretty strong. I guess that's black coffee.
If you had cream and sugar, it would cut it. You'd be, yeah.
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee either. It's better than the other one I have.
I was just going to say, it's not
that bitter.
Yes, exactly. Okay, I usually get the from coffee. Yeah. That did not give me that.
Like I was expecting it to be like super bitter.
And I can taste what they were talking about on the bag.
Jake's going to get cream and sugar so you can try it in a more.
We're going to have not black coffee.
Maybe we'll do that next week.
But that's awesome.
Because realistically, we're going to have a Madrina spot to do next week anyway. Yeah, like it's way better than like whatever garbage Nick Van Burkle made for me. So.
Glowing endorsement
right there.
Even people that don't like coffee are like, yeah, it's all right.
Better than garbage.
Yeah. I can also taste the undertones that they were going for, so that's pretty cool.
Actually, there's some third-party reviews of it already, because the first shipment went out, and people seem to think it's pretty good. So
nice.
It's really good.
Cool.
We picked it.
Yeah.
It's like, if you drink coffee, it's really good coffee.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah.
Couple super chats. Eric says, who's going to do the voiceover for the Linus audiobook? Come on.
Me, obviously.
Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis.
What's the Linus audiobook?
Well, when I do my book, I'm just going to read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, like, the funny thing is, have I talked to you about how I'm going to use, like, more like a podcast subscription monetization model? I'm going to release it chapter by chapter. It's going to be the most blatant cash grab of all time. And then, so the audiobook is just going to be a podcast that you subscribe per episode.
You should just sign an exclusivity deal with the Epic Games Store.
Yeah, I know, right?
You should have your own channel on Flowplane.
Making everyone mad.
That's how you should distribute it.
Oh, I know, right?
The, like, Linus personal.
It's just like, yeah, hey, all the, the whole thing where, Linus Media Group makes revenue and then, takes that and assign salaries to everyone, and like everyone kind of wins when the company wins. Yeah, forget that.
Nope.
This is the Linus personal
show. Yup. Well, no, you can still do that split behind the scenes, man.
Ransu, shout out. Zion, shout out to you too, Zion Dials. Everett says, I'm applying for the grip position, just waiting on permit.
So many people applied. Whoa.
Oh, for yours?
Yeah. Oh my God.
People are so mad about the way that I pronounced RHEL and Kubernetes. Kubernetes. I said RHEL and Kubernetes.
RHEL.
Yeah.
No, I thought you said.
No.
You said it. Or he asked you if it was RHEL or RHEL.
Did you screw me? Because people told me it's
so.
RHEL. You're supposed to. It's like a silent H.
Oh, I've always just gone. I've said the abbreviation.
Okay.
Oh, really?
That's
he
fine.
He yelled to you, and he was like, is it R-Hell or R-H-E-L? And you said R-Hell.
I thought I said R-H-E-L.
I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. Whatever.
Either way, I got it
we
wrong.
We can check the tape.
You read this stuff all the time. Like, I'm not... Yeah, I don't know.
Making the R-Hells something.
Nuclear
AJ
flame.
AJ just dropped dots in chat.
Nuclear Flame asks if you still play Star Citizen.
No.
Oof.
No.
Ouch.
Played still? When did I?
Well, I mean, you bought it.
I bought it.
It oh. never released.
I didn't play hey, it.
Adrian sent a super chat. Please put the constellation design on a sweatshirt. It's oh. cold where I live, but I love the logo.
That's a good idea.
We should totally do that.
It yeah. works.
People love that design.
We should do a crew neck sweatshirt.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah, 100%.
Crew neck sweatshirt.
Good idea. Do you have your hoodie?
No, I don't have it on me. It's at home. I put it in the wash because one of my kids like spat up on it or something. Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That should be here soon. People are asking.
That hoodie's here soon?
Like, within a couple months.
Oh, yeah, a couple months. Yeah, I know. It's really cool. Here, Nick, do you want to show them what we're talking about? Dennis says, the least yeah. clickbait title ever. Am I in the right place?
Did Honor. I say R-Hell? Are you I sure? Know. I didn't.
I don't remember.
Don't worry
about
it.
It's an abbreviation.
It's this hoodie. This Ooh. Hoodie. It's sick.
Yeah.
So you got the little cool. LTT logo. Got the thing on the arm.
The other one.
I'm the Doctor says, wife doesn't properly appreciate Linus's voice. But the other day I'm watching TechLinked with Riley hosting, and my wife walks in and says, why does every tech guy have a high-pitched annoying voice?
Good gravy.
Dang. Connor
Sorry,
says,
I'm gone
hey guys,
now.
First WAN show, and it's on my birthday. Thanks for all the content. Helped me build my first PC. That's freaking awesome. I love hearing that from people.
Yeah.
Shout out to Zero. Hope to see you at LTX.
By the way, AJ pointed out, also the float plane team is going to be at LTX. Woo! If that's what you're into.
Yes,
they will be around.
Like 30 plus people from the companies at LTX.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So crazy.
It's going to be madness. All right, what else we got here? Luke says Jake Sim, your Dr. Disrespect joke was perfect.
I actually, I got a lot of like tweets and comments about that. That was pretty funny.
Oh, I don't know how to pronounce this name. Something Wang. I liquid metaled my 9900K. A few months later, it seeped out and it fried my motherboard and PSU. RIP. Dang.
Yeah. He said, what did Dr. Disrespect ever do to anyone? And I was like, probably disrespected them.
Eric says, sorry, didn't mean to imply I didn't want you to do it. I love your sex voice. And sent $69. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hell yeah.
Was that from the stream earlier, maybe?
No, I don't think so. All right. Mikkel says, just to say your backdrop every time I watch the WAN show reminds me of the old Red versus Blue series. I think it was supposed to be orange. I'm not sure, though.
I don't think so.
Is it supposed to be red and blue?
I think so.
All right.
Do you want to announce the new membership perk again?
Membership perk?
The community posts, polls.
Oh, yeah. Once a month, you guys will be able, if you join as a member on YouTube, once a month, you'll be able to pick between the things that we're doing on our Friday live streams. That is assuming that we are organized enough to make that happen.
It's low commitment. That's why we chose it.
Josh says, built my own home server with dual Xeons, 36 terabytes of RAID 5 storage for Plex and backup, 10 gig internal network and battery backup. Learned lots from your channel. Been here since the beginning. That's freaking awesome. All right. So thanks for tuning in, guys, to the 1 hour of BS show, and there might be some tech news. We'll see you again next week. Same bat time, same
bat
channel.
One quick thing before we're done.
Oh, no, you're too late. No, I'm just kidding.
Someone asked for Floatplane updates. There is notifications in now. We haven't been broadcasting it like a ton because there's a bunch of improvements coming to notifications. So there's nicer things will be happening with notifications, but you can get them now. If you go to your settings cogwheel in the bottom corner.
Should I do it?
Sure.
Okay.
That
should be fine.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I mean, it should be.
There we go. So settings cogwheel.
Settings, not creator CMS.
Yeah.
And then notifications. And then you just like click the bell and fill the bell in for the different things that you want. Do you want push notifications? Do you want email? We should probably eventually have a better explainer for that. If you want push notifications, your browser is going to ask you like, hey, is this okay? And if you say yes, you'll get them.
That's pretty cool. And by the way, our bell like really works.
Yeah, it's not the YouTube. Theoretically, yeah. There's some stylistic changes coming, and there's some improvements for how it looks and feels overall. Also, we don't have a notification sound right now. We will eventually get a notification sound, but we need like a unique sound, and that's not something anyone in either of the companies has really done. So it's a new avenue to go down. I've been doing a lot of research on notification sounds, which is a weird thing. Weird thing to research, but I've learned a fair amount. Yeah. Hey, over here! Or whatever that super annoying thing was back in the day.
No, mine was ICQ.
Smiley faces? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't do a very good job. Same era.
Definitely.
Yeah. But yeah. That's about it.
Say something. You remember that
stupid
thing?
Oh my god, yeah.
All right, see you guys.
Bye.
Yeah. It sure does. We actually specifically thought of you when we went into that camera. I know you do.
I bought a camera.
I know.
My brother calls it Gear Queen.